Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Kelly Druitt is the founder of KD Website and SEO Agency, which she's been running since she was a teenager. Kelly found that networking came very naturally to her, and she was doing it before she even realised what networking was. Today's episode has been very kindly sponsored by Only, the online business network for people who like people. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, Kelly.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having me.
Now, you run a website agency, but let's have a chat about your background first. Have you always worked in the web world? What was your early career like?
Oh, actually, I have, ever since I was a dropout at school.
Dropout, Kelly. Tell me more about being a dropout.
I know. So at 16, I did choose to do A-levels, as they were called then. And I didn't enjoy, I probably did about 3 months of A-levels and I just didn't enjoy them. So I spoke to my mum and I dropped out and I got a job as an illustrator in Oxford, which is where I was, around where I was living at the time. So that's how it all started. And I remember my sister, she worked in a garage at the time, and someone said to her, we need a young person to train up in websites. Do you know anyone? And my sister knew I loved computers, knew I loved that design side of stuff. And so she let me know. Now, I remember my mum saying to me, what's a website at the time? So it was really early days for web design back then.
How long ago was this? What year was this, Kelly?
So 1997. I guess the big companies had websites, but small business, it wasn't really a thing.
So tell me about that first job then and designing your first website.
Yeah, it was quite a responsibility, really. And I picked it up quite quickly. I guess my mind just works in that way, the technical side and the design side. And so I was picking up quite quickly, working for a couple who owned the business back then. But unfortunately, we ended up not really seeing eye to eye in the end. They didn't pay me enough and for the work that I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I discussed it again with my mum, who was supportive. And one of the clients at the time who wanted to poach me, but I wouldn't let him. I went off and did freelance for myself, and he eventually became a client and supported me, which was incredible. So I was 19 when I first started KD Web.
Wow. Yeah, that's a very young age to be self-employed. How did you find those early days and getting your first clients?
It was a journey. I think this comes back to the whole networking thing, really, which is obviously what your podcast is about, Liz. And I think it is about being kind to people and going along, as long as you're chatty and, I don't know, interested, I guess, in people, you find that you network quite easily and quite naturally. And in those days, I didn't really know I was networking, but that's what I was doing. And I found that I got business quite easily. And again, I had this really supportive one client, that was giving me work 2 days a week at the time, and he was incredible. So that was a bonus. Yeah.
So how have your services changed over time? Because it's a long time to be self-employed, and obviously technology has moved on. Websites are very different now. How what's your journey been like as you've sort of navigated all of that?
You're so right. Websites have changed so much. So that's 25 years ago-ish that I started. So back in those days, I was using HTML, which is the standard language of the internet. And that's what we used to code websites in. And people will remember things like frames. And there was a program called Hot Metal back in those days. And then it moved into Dreamweaver and things like that. I want to ask you all about your experiences in web design now.
Well, no, I don't have very much experience in web design, but my website has been through at least three iterations. And it, as you grow, your website grows, doesn't it? And you have
absolutely.
To absolutely. I'm sure you've done that for your clients. You've probably started off, have you, with clients who were very small who've grown over time.
What's been lovely is I've seen them grow. Mm. Yeah, some did outgrow me when I was that young doing websites. I actually worked for the Cotswold Wildlife Park, which everyone
oh, nice.
Will know.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was just, it's a shame because back then I was 22-ish. And had I had that drive to grow myself, I probably would still have them today. Mm. But I was young and they outgrew me. But it was still nice to see that they were so successful. But yeah, I've had clients for 25 years and they're retiring now. And the whole, you know, WordPress came in. Then I started looking at the search engine side of websites when I was probably in my 20s, sort of late 20s. And I was working in Witney in Oxfordshire mm-hmm. then. I had an office there. And that's when I started looking at SEO and loved that side of stuff. And I guess sort of the confidence in the SEO side of stuff is, it's taken a while because I think everyone thinks it's such a dark art.
Yeah.
You have to have the confidence.
Yeah. What attracted you to the SEO side of things?
I think it was just being inquisitive, really. I wondered why some websites were doing really well online and some weren't doing so well. So I just needed to know what was happening. And I guess that's the beginning of that SEO journey. And obviously knowing how to program a website, you know, it's as long as you're inquisitive enough and you want to know, you're curious, then you can start figuring out what is going wrong with a site.
You said, you know, people tend to refer to it as being a bit of a dark art. Is it as difficult as people think?
I don't think so. It's it's one of these things. You have a technical side to SEO that is probably the difficult side that I think everyone gets really stuck on. Mm. And that's the things like sitemaps and the right URLs and things like that that people worry about. Mm. And then they're looking at their analytics and things and they get lots of warnings and JavaScript errors and it's all very scary. But there is a really light creative side to SEO as well with the content that you're creating. And that is written words and images and just lovely things for your clients. Mm-hmm. So I think that side of SEO is a really nice side that people can learn and enjoy.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So who are your clients these days? What kind of sort of range of industries are they in and size of businesses are they?
Sorry, my Alexa just went off. Well, we've got a range of sizes, but what I like to stick to quite hard and fast to is really the sort of travel type businesses, because I've travelled a lot when I was in my 30s. So I do a lot of hospitality. I love sport and wellness and entertainment and food. I love food. You know, gotta have food. And then the marketing and creative side to life, you know, IT and things. So that's the kind of clients we cover. And it's usually growing businesses now, because people who are not interested in growing their business so much aren't really interested in the SEO side of stuff. And we love concentrating on that side. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of problems do you find your clients come to you with? And when they come to you, do they generally already have a website?
That's now a mix. A lot of the time people will have a website when they come now, because they're hearing about the search engine side of stuff. And the problem being is that the website is built, it looks beautiful, but it's not built for search engines. And that's what happens quite frequently these days. It's not a bad mark for web designers. Web designers don't always know about SEO. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. We're very, very different. It's just that sometimes things like images aren't named correctly. There aren't alt tags. The URLs aren't correct. The content isn't written properly, because often the client writes the content themselves. So they might have some sort of, you know, standard structure to start with. And you have to begin somewhere, don't you, as a small business. But then people will come to us with a growing business and the website needs to grow and reflect their growing business. So
And what kind of difference do you find that your work makes to your clients?
I want to say that growth side. I think it's also that excitement on knowing that your website is being found and being responded to and reflecting the brand. So it's actually a really nice little journey, I think, from website not doing a lot to website doing something and helping the business and actually getting the team involved with the website as well, because the team can help with the content and things. So it's almost like, is it, I want to say holistic, as in where the team can help the website helps the team and the business grow and things like that. So
I was having a look at your LinkedIn profile yesterday, and you talk about carrying out SEO through play and adventure. So I just wondered what you meant by that.
I'm quite adventurous. I live in on a mountain. I go on about it a lot. So I'm quite an adventurous person. And I feel that throughout your day, I guess, throughout your life, you can bring your adventure and the kind of things you do in the day into your website and into the fact that you're trying to get your brand and your personality across to people, and you do that through creativity. And that would be taking photos, creating the right kind of images and content, whether that's photos or vector images like through Canva and things, or the written word, as I say, when you're writing around how you can help your clients or what you do. So it is a bit of an adventure in building a website. That's the kind of groove I'm going.
And you also say that you create effective and ethical websites. So in what way are the websites ethical?
So this is quite an interesting part of SEO, I think. SEO, when you've got a website that is fast, that means everything downloads really quickly. It means there is less to download across the internet. There's less files and things on the server that is blocking up the server. So therefore, it's more ethical because you're not using so much energy. What I think we forget as human beings is that we are using a lot of energy when we're using the internet. Fast website, great for SEO and great for the planet. There's another side to that. Do you want to
go for it?
So there's also the side that actually SEO is inclusive. So when people have visual impairments, for example, they can't see certain colours or if they're not contrasting enough to another colour on a website. And actually that is part of SEO as well. So you need contrasting colours to ensure that people can see the things on your website, and that helps people with visual impairments. And there's so many more kind of points that you can gather by being inclusive on your website.
Yeah, interesting. Only is the online business network for people who like people. With 350 members across the UK and the US and meeting times to suit every schedule, Only is offering my listeners a free visit to meet fellow entrepreneurs supporting each other to build their businesses. Find a meeting time that suits you at TheOnly, that's TheOnly, networking/meeting-calendar, and use the discount code SBBNONLE for a free visit. I'll pop those details in the show notes. So let's come back to the networking now. You've already sort of mentioned it in your early days. You didn't really know that you were networking. So I guess it's something that you've always done, even if you weren't aware you were doing it.
Yeah, this is something I noted down, actually, this kind of worldwide networking thing that we've all got going on now. And I know you spoke to Joe Gallant on your podcast and he said, you know, online networking has gone online since COVID, which was brilliant for me because I now live in France. I'm not a natural French speaker. Mm-hmm. And I find that I do have lots of people that I know around the world as well because of where I live, and I travelled a lot in my 30s. So for me, I was just thinking, networking, you're always networking, even if you are meeting people, I don't know, as you're doing sports, we do a lot of snowboarding, mm-hmm. you're basically always networking and people, and you're building that trust.
Yeah.
And that's when people come to you and ask the questions. So,
yeah. So being in France then, I guess to network with English speakers, you're doing that all online, are you?
I'm doing it all online, yeah. I love online networking because it just means that you don't have to travel so much, you don't have to worry about parking and all of those things. So I love the online networking. I don't think I would go back, you know, every now and again I want to come and see, for example, the guys in the Creative Collective. I'd love to meet everyone live. Mm. But I love the fact that I can just hop on and then hop off again and carry on with my work. So, yeah.
So what kind of events do you go to? You've mentioned Creative Collective there.
Absolutely. So I go to Creative Collective, who are amazing, great group now of all of us being in the sort of creative industry, mm-hmm. I guess. So, you know, that one's fab. And then I go to Networking Inn, which is run by Peter and Sarah Moles. That's fantastic. I love networking groups that are just quite chilled and you learn something at the same time. Mm. So you're always developing and supporting each other. That's the kind of business networking that I love to do.
Yeah. So what do you find that you get from it?
I guess that support is a really big factor in networking. Understanding that people are going through the same challenges as you, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to, well, the admin side of business. Yeah, like we all just, you know, I can hear you laughing, and we all want to do our jobs. We don't want to do that admin and finances and all of that. Ah! So it's nice to know that everyone else is sort of struggling or in the same way, or the fact that they have figured it out and then they will let you know, okay, this is probably the best road to go down.
Yeah. Does it matter to you if there are other people in the sort of website or SEO space that are in the room?
No, not at all. Andrew and I always talk. So, SEO, we get on really well. And I love the fact that there are SEOs in the same group and website designers in the same group. We're all different.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So has networking led to any collaborations for you?
Well, lots of podcasts and things like that. I tend not to collaborate when it comes to jobs. I'd rather pass jobs between us and refer people because I find that I don't like white labelling because I find that I love speaking to the client and I think it's really important to have that close relationship with a client. But there's lots of things like Ben and Martin are coming to my little networking group next week. Mm-hmm. And so there are collaborations in kind of, I guess, getting out there and making sure that we've got an audience, all of us together.
Yeah. Do you think that there's a right and a wrong way to go about networking?
Oh, yes, I really do. I think people have got to remember that it is a long game. Yeah. So you can't just turn up at a networking event and expect people to come and get in touch with you and things. I believe you have to be in a networking group for at least 6 months to a mm-hmm. year before you're starting to really get to know people and get their trust.
Yeah.
That's what networking is about. Takes a while.
Yeah. And why do you feel that networking is important as a small business owner? Why would you encourage other people to give it a go?
Yeah, it's expanding your network. So when someone thinks, okay, I need this job done, you are at the forefront of their mind mm-hmm. because you've shown up, they're seeing your content online, they're constantly reminded of you and who you are and what you do, and they will get in touch with you if they like you and you've made some sort of connection.
Yeah, definitely. So one last question then, Kelly. If people want to find out more about you or KD websites, what's the best place for them to find you?
So my website is kd.net, which is kaydee.net. Now, forgive me because I did make this all up when I was 19, remember? So my name isn't easy to remember. But that's where I have the done for you stuff. And then if you want things like workshops or events or group training, you can go to webuntamed.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being my guest this morning. I've really enjoyed our conversation and I'm sure I'll see you at another networking event soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.